I'll admit, rattlesnakes are pretty intimidating, even just the look. They've kind of got that prehistoric, medieval look to them. But have you ever seen a baby rattler? They're actually kind of cute. But the problem is, even though a baby rattler might not give as much venom if it bites you, the venom is actually even more poisonous. So that little tiny cute snake with that little tiny bite can end your life in a heartbeat. That's a lot like sin, and that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, killer. I should actually say wake Garth up. I'm a little tired today. I'm only on my second cup of coffee. Maybe that's it. Hey, you want to reach out to me? You can at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. If you need a website, check out webstix.com, webstix.com. Also, our supplements, wellbuiltsupplements.com. Brandon LaRue always got new and good stuff coming. Finally, guys, if you're in the Madison, Wisconsin area, there are some guys that are putting on a canoe camping hiking trip. You can get together with men from all over the area, different churches, and the link is in our notes how you can go ahead and register and try to do things together. Sounds like a great time. If I was in the area, I would definitely check it out. Finally, we have revolutionforfathers.com. Revolution, the number 4fathers.com. Got a bunch of our David Alliance swag on there. Was earlier this morning working on a new shirt design. This is going to be the quote. Pray like you're wearing red to a bullfight, and Satan is the bull. And I got a graphic I picked out. Think it should be fun. Anyway, check us out. Anything that you buy on the David Alliance goes to continue to support the ministry. Now, this week we've been talking about sin. We're going to wrap things up pretty good tomorrow, but I think you're going to like today, and here's why. Because we're going to talk about Jesus, and you're like, and his sin? No, he didn't sin, but he had plenty of opportunities to sin. In fact, Hebrews 4:15 says that Jesus was tempted in every way, and yet was without sin. Can you imagine that? That Jesus was tempted in every way and didn't sin. You know what? Jesus kicks his whole ministry off with temptation. Maybe you don't know the story, but he goes out into the desert after John the Baptist baptizes him. And for 40 days, he fasts. And all that happens is he gets pummeled by Satan. Satan comes after him like a pit bull after a greasy steak bone. And the interesting thing about these temptations is they actually, we can look at them in light of how we ourselves are tempted physically, emotionally, and psychologically. So what am I trying to say? The very first temptation that Satan comes to Jesus with, he says, look, I know you're hungry. You can turn this stone into bread and you can satisfy your hunger. Now, we'll get to the fact that Jesus, he comes against Satan in Scripture, which is primary, so important in our life when we are being tempted. But here's the thing. He first tempts Jesus on the most base, most carnal level of his physical needs. When your physical needs aren't being met, it's easy to be tempted. It's easy to fall into sin. We understand why people steal food if they're starving. What happens if you're starving sexually? Your wife isn't giving you sex. Maybe you're not married and you have this sexual desire that's growing, the intensity, and Satan is tempting you with porn or one night stand or sex with your girlfriend or sex with the neighbor. What do? Understand that Jesus was tempted in every way. And here where he's tempted with his physical needs, he's able to say no and understand that God can fill in that void. Yes, men, believe it or not, you can be stuck in a dead-end marriage where there's no sex, there's no love, there's no friendship, and God can still meet those needs, and actually, you can still live victoriously with a great attitude, still on fire for Jesus. The next way that Satan tempts Jesus is he says, look, jump from the top of this cliff, the angels will catch you. Now, what is this? This is kind of going after where Christ is at emotionally. You know, there's that pride, the arrogance, the self-esteem, the security, Satan's like, look, if you're really all that, jump from this cliff. You know, Jesus could have. He could have jumped from the cliff and the angels would have caught him. But he didn't allow his ego to get in the way of his relationship with the Father. See, Satan will come after you. He'll kind of tickle your pride. He'll say, well, how does that guy think he's like that? Or why don't you have this? Or why couldn't you do that? And he'll make us sin just so that we think that we're making ourselves look better. And the reality, we only make ourselves look more foolish. But he went after Jesus. He went after his emotional needs. And Christ was still able to speak scripture to him and say, no, not going to do it. And then finally, the third temptation, which I think honestly is where a lot of us are now with social media and just where the world is at as it's starting to spin out of control. But he asks Jesus to bow down to him. He says, bow down and worship me, and I will give you the earth, which Satan had every right to because Adam had already given it to Satan by sinning. So what is this about? This is Christ or man's physiological needs, that need for power, that need for praise, that need for fame, that need for popularity. Yeah, social media. Hello. How many times do people post pictures of when life sucked? Very rare. I'm trying to posture myself and make myself look as least pedestrian as possible and look like I've got it all together. Look at my bench. Sorry. Look at my bench. Look at my car. Look at my wife. Look at my body. Look at my bank account. And Christ comes to Satan and he says, no, I'm not going to bow. I'm not going to allow you to tempt me, my psychological needs, and think that for a second that simply by bowing to you, that's going to meet those needs. And that's truly the insight there. Even if we do bow, even if we do sin, does it actually meet our needs? No. Look, you might post a picture or you might say or do something that makes you feel puffed up and important, maybe popular for a little bit, but we all know it doesn't last. It doesn't last. And again, Christ comes to Satan with scripture and takes a stand against him. Now, here's what's amazing. One of the things that we miss is Christ overcame these with prayer and the word of God. But as soon as he got through these temptations, he was so taxed physically and emotionally and physiologically due to this temptation, he had to regroup. God sent angels to strengthen him. Listen, I have a friend of mine who once in a while will disappear from the gym. And I'll say, hey, man, where you been? He said, oh, I just, you know, been gone the last couple weeks working out at home. And long story short, sometimes when he feels like he's not as strong spiritually as he should be, he won't go to the gym. Go, why not? Well, because he knows that there are things at the gym that are easy to stare at, easy to look at, easy to get caught up fantasizing about. No, I'm not talking about the new squat rack, okay? I'm talking about many of the girls that are there and the way they dress. And he just realizes, you know what? I need to get away. I need to regroup. I need to work on my spiritual man, my spiritual life, in order to stay strong. Isn't it cool that this story ends that way? So we don't see, you know, Jesus stand up at the end of all three temptations, pop his collar and say, yeah, that's right, I'm the man. No, he's wiped out. He's taxed. He's weary. He needs refreshment. He needs time with God. He needs angels to come and strengthen him. Maybe you listen to these temptations and you go, I just don't have it in me, Garth. I just don't. I fall to temptation faster than just about anybody. Faster than a fat kid falls for brownies. It's just not in me. Well, then might I suggest you get away and ask God to strengthen you, to minister to you, maybe even through angels to come and minister to you, whatever it takes. But get on your game. Get close to God and take a stand against temptation, because that little tiny sin can kill the rest of your life. This is Garth Heckman at the David Alliance. Thanks for rating the podcast, sharing the podcast, and until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.